I actually live in St. Charles Township, so I was shocked by the news that I heard yesterday, and then it continues to be a part of everyone's discussion today, especially in the burbs, but also here in the city. I want to welcome Carolyn Weibel. Carolyn, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks, Lisa. Thanks for having me today.
So you resigned, effective immediately, from the St. Charles D303 School Board. And in your resignation letter, you said, "My experience with the school board has been a growth experience, for which I'm extremely grateful. I thoroughly enjoyed my experience with the students and watching them soar off into the world year after year. And that's definitely been the highlight." So you've been in St. Charles how long?
I have been here on and off since 1978, Lisa, so quite a few years.
Yeah, and over the course of your tenure, the 5 years on the D303 Board of Education, you served as the president, the vice president, the chair on almost every committee, and, of course, as a board member. So why the resignation right now? I'm reading the letter, but it doesn't say some of the things that I heard in the news today, and it sounds like things have gotten a little ugly.
Yeah, so, I mean, I love and care about the work I do and have done, as depicted in my resignation letter. It's a volatile time in our district, in our community, our state, in our country. It's been a delicate balance, I'm sure you've seen in the news, between free speech and safety and security. Unfortunately, it escalated to being an unsafe environment at the board meetings, in it's rolled over to my personal life. There's been problems at my house. There's been problems with vandalism to my car, to my home. I've been followed in grocery stores. I talked about this at the meeting. There have been dead animals dropped on my door. People have followed my son and I around and videotaped us. It's been above and beyond. We've had threats emailed to the board. I've had my name defamed online almost every day for the last 365 days. I've documented the harassments and threats. It's a very small group of individuals, but it's been unrelenting. It's escalated to violence, vandalism. Someone actually entered my home. That was all been handled by a local police department, but, you know, I asked the district and the board back in August and then again this month to please value the safety and security of this, of our stakeholder group, the board, at the same level we do, you know, our students and our parents. And unfortunately, they did not comply. And I have to take the seriousness of these problems and, you know, and prioritize the safety of myself and my family. I was really disappointed in my board and the district and administration. I consider myself to have a high level of integrity, character, leadership, and courage to handle the tough issues. I didn't feel like my board had the same to keep the members of our board feeling safe and secure. And so I just had to make that tough call and resign. You know, I've been doing volunteer work for 11 years here in this area because I call it home. My family called it home, all my siblings and my parents have been here for such a long time. My dad's passed now, but he held a legacy here in the area. It's been such a tough and emotional call for me. I was a groundbreaker on the board. I mean, in the resignation letter, I talked about all the things we have done and changed to kind of move us forward into this new generation. But I just don't feel the same for the board I was serving with. So it's unfortunate. So I had to do what I had to do for myself and my family.
This is Carolyn Weibel. She resigned from the St. Charles School Board. And this seems to be happening nationwide. In fact, I just Googled school board meetings, and you'll see that the New Yorker's headline says, "The increasingly wild world of school board meetings." ABC, yeah. "How school board meetings have become emotional battlegrounds for debating mask mandates." In North Carolina, headline says, "Protesters have disrupted school board meetings over masks and CRT, critical race theory." So this intimidation, obviously, yeah, it worked. They forced you to, you know, reconsider your position on the board and actually resign, because there comes a point where you're like, I got to be safe. So when you said they're putting dead animals, what kind of dead animals are they putting on your porch?
Well, so it was it's rodents, and so my son and I actually thought, well, maybe it was just an animal, but it was always placed in the same position right outside the purview of my camera for so many weeks in a row, and then when we put up a full home security system, it literally stopped the next day. So it's just too coincidental. And we, you know, when someone entered the home, we asked the police, you know, and they talked about taking fingerprints. We just haven't been able to tie it to a specific person yet. So, but of course, the threatening emails are tied to a specific person. The threatening posts on Facebook, that's all tied to a group, a person. But this is my concern about elected officials. Libel, threats, there's such a gray area for protection because of the First Amendment freedom of speech. I support First Amendment freedom of speech. So when I started on this board, I actually also believed in the fact that we wanted constituents to speak their mind and speak their concerns, and I was one of those constituents. So I was a forward-thinking person back then about, let's talk about what do we need to talk about that we need to work on. So we had a social media group as well, but we were about the positives, about solution-oriented conversations. And things have changed so drastically in 6 years, and that it's gone the other way, where we've given too much flexibility for people to only libel and talk about people's personal lives, their children, their
right. You don't want your family attacked. So I've got some rapid fire questions here. Is this correct? 2017. You've been on the board since the school board of St. Charles since 2017. You were reelected last year. This is not a high paying position, right? How much do they pay you to be on the board?
$0.
So you're enduring this and you're not even making any money. Living in St. Charles and having a child graduate from St. Charles North, class of 2020, I am in that area all the time. It's where I reside. And I see people protesting. Last week, they were outside of Thompson Middle School. You know, while the kids were getting out of school, they were on 64 with signs jumping up and down. So this intimidation, the reason they wanted you off the board has to do with mask mandates. Is that it?
Yeah, it started during COVID, mask mandates, freedom for children they're concerned about vaccinations coming down as a mandate from the state and that it will spill into schools. So it's also a fear of the future.
And where did you stand on that they oppose? And how many other board members sided with you?
Well, we were 7-0 as to following whatever the mandate was for the state. There's a financial impact for our district if we go against the mandate. There's an impact to the graduation certifications for our students. I actually recommended at a meeting that we talk to, that we get all the different large districts together and talk about unfunded mandates being unfair to the districts. So I actually believe that we could start an open dialogue, but I believe we have to follow the mandates. We just have to. It's what the current protocols calls for. So my personal belief is I think it's, you know, you got to make choices for your family.
And so are any other board members on the St. Charles School Board, D303, being intimidated, you know, having people get into their house or being threatened online or having dead animals put on their porch or cars damaged, or has it just been pointed at you?
There's been different levels of intimidation across a couple other board members. I would say it's been the most intense for me. I tend to be the most outspoken about keeping it regulated and professional, but it's been other board members, but it's been the most intense for me.
Well, I'm sorry you've had to go through that. I can't imagine taking on a job, being elected to a job that pays nothing, and then having your family and your personal safety threatened. So I
appreciate that.
Yeah, and I applaud you for your public service, and I hope that this isn't the end of it. I hope that you'll continue in some other capacity, and I hope that this doesn't continue, because it needs to stop. People, there needs to be healthy discussions, not intimidation tactics to get people to bend to what you think.
Yeah, I agree. I've been working in, like I said, in volunteerism in this area for 11 years on different commissions and committees with the city and the county and now the district. I really want to just continue to help our community, and I believe we can have civil discourse and disagreement and healthy discussion. But the bullying, the harassment, it's got to end. And so the only way to do it, Lisa, is put it out in the light, which is why I'm talking to you today.
Well, I appreciate you getting the phone call into us. So we appreciate you being vocal about it and letting us know exactly what happened. Carolyn Weibel, former school board member, St. Charles School District 303. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa, for your time. God bless you.